it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. It's time for today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. Fellas, I feel like it's fitting that right as we went to break to come back for the High School Report, we got a weather alert here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
Well, I was going to say we may need one of those dozers just to get out of our own parking lot if it doesn't stop.
Earlier, I called y'all Larry the Pontoon Bowen and David the Boat Campbell. How are y'all holding up?
Well, here's the greatest irony of all. If you're into stuff like that, we had a guest set up. I had a guest set up. The Bremond tennis coach, Leslie Kosowski, was going to be our guest today. And of all things, she texted me about 10 or 15 minutes ago and said she couldn't be on the show because her team was getting ready to go on the court and play.
All right.
And the story of the last 2 days has been about not being able to get on the court and play. And then we lost a guest because they were playing. So there you go. Now, Aubrey, it has been a crazy couple of days. David was out there for part of the day yesterday. I got a little bit of the late night festivities, but I didn't stay anywhere near the end.
I do have to kind of give myself some credit because I joked yesterday that you had said they're going to push it back to 8, so I said, well, maybe they'll be playing until 4 o'clock. And David said,
exactly.
David said, no, they won't do that. Well, turns out they almost did.
Yeah, apparently apparently 3:59.
Yeah, that's right. I got it by a minute. And it took another rainstorm for it to happen.
Because they suspended matches, Aubrey, last night, or I say last night, this morning, right there at 4 o'clock. And some of the teams had not even gotten onto the court. And I'll give you a couple of examples that relate to the area kids. I told you we were going to have the Bremond coach on. They stayed out there at the Mitchell Center until 3 a.m. last night when they were told, okay, you're not going to get to play. I don't know what they did. I'm gonna head out and catch their match over at the indoor center here in a few moments when we get off the radio and talk to the coach and the kids. So I think it's fascinating. But they were told at 3 a.m., you're not playing tonight. You're going to play at 10:45 in the morning. Wow. Now, David, you're my man of all things travel, technology, and everything else. So just give me a ballpark figure on how long it would be if they drove back to Bremond.
Oh, it's about a 45-minute ride, like that. So. Yeah.
And then you count the traffic of the thousands of people leaving the Mitchell Tennis Center at 4 a.m.
I don't think I've been up that late since the premiere of The Dark Knight Rises.
But can you imagine? I mean, I don't know if they had rooms here. I heard guys in the press box talking about scrambling to find rooms, you know, that they didn't have reservations. They were trying to get rooms. And I'm sure a lot of the teams that travel a great distance did that. Matter of fact, when I asked the Bremond coach to be on the show with us, I jokingly asked if I told her we were getting ready to rent out the spare room at my house, and I wanted to give them a first shot at it.
Yeah.
David, you've got a bigger, nicer house than we do, so you could probably make some extra bucks there.
Okay.
And if you put artificial turf in the background and in the backyard, you could probably have a playoff game this week too. So
you know, I will give them credit for finally moving some games to the indoor court. There's no way they could get everything, and there's only three courts there. But I'll bet you the Rockdale, both of the Rockdale mixed doubles teams played there. Both lost this afternoon, but Larry, I'll bet those are the first indoor matches ever played at the state tournament. I've got to assume they are. I go back a long way with the state tournament. I know they hadn't played indoors when they were in Austin.
Right.
And I can't imagine that they were. I will point, just because those scores came in pretty not too long ago, Blake King and Aaron Blanchard from Rockdale lost to a team from Sonora, 6-2, 6-1. Same score for the match between Benjamin Blanchard and Casey Crump. They took on a team from Tulia. It was also 6-2, 6-1. But it's a little bit of an adjustment, as you said, when you haven't slept during the hadn't had a normal night's sleep, and then you go over and play an indoor court that you really weren't expecting to be playing on. So nice job for getting over there and get it in, to be quite honest with you. Hey, and should also point out, because I know you saw some this morning that were losses in the semifinals. So if you get to the semifinals, you get a bronze medal.
Right, and there was some tennis play today, and let's talk about that briefly before we go back to the weather forecast or whatever we're doing here. By the way, we should say this, at about 11:30, the rain came today. They were playing on all the courts out at A&M, and they had to suspend those matches, and they said 4 o'clock. And then they came back and said 6 o'clock. So the latest we've heard is 6. And if it continues to rain, there's just no way they're going to be able to get back out on those courts. But we will tell you a little bit about the action that did happen today. We had three entries, a couple of singles players and a doubles team that played today while I was out there. And we'll give you an update. Not good news, really, on any of those for the locals. I can tell you that the two kids that I saw last night and wrote about for today's paper, J.C. Smith and Diego Cruz Vespa, they were both knocked out in the semifinal round this morning. And as you said, that they are a state medalist, and that's a huge accomplishment. I think it's really big when you think about J.C. just being a freshman. But they both lost in straight sets this morning out there.
Chasey's second set went 7-5, so it's pretty
good. Right,
pretty
yeah. Good. Now Diego's match, he lost a young man, or Mercado, 6-2, 6-0. So that one was not as close. But Diego got a good win last night in the quarterfinals, and he does get that bronze medal. A couple other people playing today, the local team of Evan Gann and Julian Dunmore, they made the semifinals in the boys' doubles. They won last night in three sets. They won last night 6-2, 5-7, 6-2.
That three-set thing has been pretty much their whole postseason. I mean, they started that in district.
Yeah, they're the guys that... Yeah, you told me about those guys, and I wrote about those guys and said that they Indiana Jones it into the state tournament.
Yeah.
But they were playing this afternoon. Their match was suspended. It was not looking good. I actually watched the first set of their match, and it was over in 25 minutes. They dropped that first set 6-1. Julian Dunmore actually held his serve to start the match. And then the team from Grapevine won 6 consecutive games. They were up. It's kind of hard sometimes to read those little – it's not a scoreboard. It's just a deal where they move the tennis balls up and down to show the score. They were down either 3-0 or 4-0 in the second set when the rain was suspended. So it would take a monster comeback for those guys to get into the finals. But they are not finished yet. And I ought to mention a few other people. I did see that a couple of our other entries, Nick Bradham and his partner, Tarun Muthuchaimi, they lost in three sets last night to Mission Sherryland, David. That they won the first set, and so they won the first set 7-5, and then the Mission Sherryland came back and got them 6-2 and 6-3. They were in the second set when I left the Mitchell Center around midnight last night, so... If they had to finish that second set and then play a third set, I don't see there's any way they could have been through much before 1 o'clock last night.
You know, they might have won, but their fairy godmother had to go home at midnight. You know how that works.
Yeah, I know.
I was going to say, I bet Mission Sherryland's staying in town.
I don't think they're driving back.
North people are hanging around here. Yeah, there's a few folks from a long distance to get here for this.
Yeah, it's nuts. And Aubrey and David, I'll just tell this to both of you guys. I was telling somebody about the tournament, about trying to cover it, and they were kind of like shaking their head like, man, I don't know how you're dealing with that. But the thing to me is, how could you be the UIL person? In this case, Daryl Beasley is like an assistant athletic director, and he's a guy who's running the tournament. What can you do? It just keeps raining, and they don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah, I don't think there are a lot of good options. And I think the tournament had challenges anyway with the six classifications being here. I think from that standpoint, it was going to be difficult anyway to get everything in and stay on schedule and pull that off because it's double what we had a year ago.
Right, yeah.
Twice as many.
I think, David, you bring up a good point, and probably if we were smart, we would be far-looking and take in the bigger picture. The question is, after this, with the fact that you mentioned that it was double as big as we had last year, and we thought last year was pretty hectic, this being the case, and really nobody knowing whether it would work very well or not, and then you mix in this weather, which, of course, it could be raining in Austin or Waco or anywhere else.
It has been.
But when you take those two factors and put them together, it will be interesting to see if the UIL thinks about going back to the previous format where they split up the small schools and the big schools.
Hey, Larry, I think that's what they'll think of doing. Of course, then again, I said they wouldn't play till 4 a.m. either. So, I think it would have been this kind of thing no matter where you played it.
Right.
You just don't really know what the weather's going
right.
to do.
And you can't control that. But the thing you mentioned is
you overreact to it. I think in a lot of cases, but.
If you didn't have twice as many people, you'd have half the problem. That's the point.
They had a scheduled 90 more matches the first day. That's basically what it was. And you're talking about 6A to 1A, so the level of competition would be very interesting. So some of those are baseline people that are out there hitting the ball, and in that case, all night.
Yeah, well,
for a long time.
I'll tell you this, David. If you were, there's no way I ever would have made the state tennis tournament, but if you were covering me, you would have liked me because I was going to hit it hard and run up to the net, and if the point ended badly, so be it. I wasn't going to stay back there and mess around. So, hey, David, thanks for talking about the tournament. I'm assuming we may be able to get some kind of a update or at least a setup from the state track meet tomorrow, and who knows, maybe they will have converted the tennis tournament to a swim meet. As we get off the air, I'm going over to the Bryan indoor courts, and I think I'm going to watch the Bremond kids play and talk to them after their match and maybe ask them what their favorite lullaby is or something like that. I don't know, Larry,
with all the rain, I do want to mention a couple of baseball softball changes. Franklin and West were scheduled to play at Groesbeck. That is not the case now, and believe it or not, all those games are going to be at Franklin. Guess what? They've got an artificial turf field at the ranch out there. And so West and Franklin are going to begin tomorrow at 7 o'clock there. And the game, the Burton game that was scheduled, and Thorndale was scheduled to be at A&M Consolidated, and they're not going to play that there. They've instead moved that to Concordia University on Thursday night and moved it to 8 o'clock. That is in Austin. And so I don't know whether Concordia's got a turf field or not, but that's where they're going to be playing that single game playoff. And those are the
and that's
ones.
Tomorrow night, David?
That's tomorrow night.
Okay, so you could cover like Jonathan Bishop in the 3,200 meters at the state track meet and then get over to the baseball game.
Yeah, I think it's an 8 o'clock start. I mean, John Bishop's running at 8, and he runs pretty fast. I can get there by the third.
You could get, third or fourth inning.
Yeah.
All right, David, we appreciate it, and we'll be hearing from you from the state track meet, and you'll go battle the weather over there. And, Aubrey, that's it for today. We're going to just keep doing the weather updates, I guess. We really don't know now what's going to happen with this state tournament. They have just till tomorrow, Aubrey, because they can't play over there Friday because of A&M graduation ceremonies at Reed Arena.
Larry, I got one more just before we get out here. Brian is still on for the home-and-home at Memorial. They said that their field is holding up, and so Thursday night they're still planning to play at Tomball Memorial, and Brian still thinks they can host the game here Friday. Obviously that could change, but for the time being, those games have not been changed.
There you go.
We will stay with it.
One of my all-time favorite movie lines, Aubrey, and you probably didn't even see Absence of Malice, but Wilford Brimley said, The last time there was a leak like this, Noah built himself an ark. So there you go.
Well, we will be following it on the high school report. Not tomorrow because we won't be here.
But
on
Twitter.
On Twitter, you can follow you guys at Brazos Sports. Good luck, fellas. I hope things dry out for y'all the next couple days. That was today's high school report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break. We'll come back and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.